The fourth mastermind principle is I decide to change my life. I make a decision to surrender my will and my life to the mastermind. A mastermind that is the divine mind, a mastermind that is the kingdom of God, a mastermind that is absolute good. I ask to be changed at depth. I choose to realize my divine connection to the inexhaustible source of the universe. I choose to relax and to let go. I don't worry about what I used to do or who I used to be. I expand in the unlimited consciousness of who I am. And I don't even worry about yesterday. In chapter 2, verse 16 of the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 16 of the book of Genesis, it says that the Lord commanded Adam, "You may eat freely of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, or you will die." And Adam, who in this context represents humanity, was commanded not to eat or appropriate the idea of good and evil because it is a fiction of duality. Let me say that again. Adam, humanity, was commanded not to eat or to appropriate this idea, this concept of opposites, or what we call duality, this good and evil, because it is a fiction. The very moment that a belief in good and evil is accepted, we evict ourselves from the garden. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents a dual consciousness, a consciousness of separation rather than unity of spirit, a consciousness of fear rather than unconditional love, a consciousness of disconnection and dis-ease rather than wholeness. Eating the fruit represents overindulgence in the sense life, a submergence in materiality. So we have to be careful when we are listening to our senses, the flesh, what feels good, the material, and not the spirit. When we decide to indulge in those things that are governed by the senses rather than our innate wisdom of light, what happens is that we diminish our capacity to be open and receptive to the full guidance of spirit. The story teaches us that unless we are diligent, we will be swayed by the serpent to disobey the guidance of spirit, the guidance of God, our true divinity, and we will find ourselves shut off because we have yielded to whatever appealed to our senses, whatever appealed to our appetite. Mastermind, step number 4 says, I make a decision to surrender my will and my life to the mastermind. I ask to be changed at depth. I make the decision to change my life, to return to this concept of the garden, that lives in us and in which we dwell. When we make this decision, we choose to make the commitment to stay centered in the consciousness of God, the consciousness of absolute good. We make the decision to see God as the supplier of our every need, that all-knowing source that is always replenishing what we desire before we even ask. In Luke chapter 13, verses 18 through 19, Jesus asks, "What is the kingdom of God like? And what should I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden, and it grew and became a tree. And the birds of the air made nest in its branches." The Garden of Eden is the kingdom of God. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, Paul says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Let me read 1 Corinthians 3:16 again. Paul says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" It is only when we judge by appearances instead of righteous judgment that we find ourselves naked and vulnerable and unprotected and driven out of the garden, driven out of that temple of absolute good that is always present, that is always breathing in as and through us. Jesus came to teach us that we have the power to decide. In Matthew 5:17, Jesus says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." In Luke 17:21, we know that Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." The Garden of Eden is within us, and we can make a decision here and now to enter the consciousness of the garden again, to live again, and to allow God's good to come into our lives, to be free again. In the garden, we can take responsibility for our lives. I do not blame this serpent of past mistakes. I do not give away my power, but I do give up that duality of good and evil, and I allow God's grace to permeate my entire being, a grace where there is no karma, a grace where there is no cause and effect, a grace where there is no sin and no shame. There is complete forgiveness. There is complete redemption. There is unconditional love. In the garden, I know that spirit, that God, that divine mind, that infinite abundance, that the fruits of ever-present joy, that the streams of radiant light are the only power that there is. In the garden, I am one with the omnipotence, all-powerful, and the omnipresence, everywhere present, and the omniscience, all-knowing, intelligent of God. I decide to magnify God in every step that I take. I decide today to radiate peace within through the sacred act of forgiveness. I decide to go to the altar by forgiving myself. I decide to be made brand new today. With each breath that I take, I decide to release every moment, every person, every situation, every circumstance that appear not to serve my highest good. And instead, I decide to be lifted in the grace that nourishes my soul with each breath that I take. How great it is to know that God's eternal good never ever dies, and that the power of unconditional love is not limited by the world, is not limited by the appearances of terrorism, not limited by the appearances of violence. I can decide here and now to be fully protected, fully uplifted, fully embraced, fully enriched, fully at one with the impenetrable power of a love that never ever stops blessing us. I open up our circle today with the full awareness of our power to decide to accept the absolute good that never ever stops blessing us, to decide to radiate our light as far as the world can see, to decide to take a new breath and be aware of the mindfulness of that breath, to allow that absolute good that is always pouring and streaming and flowing into our lives to heal, to restore, to uplift, to embrace, to allow God's good to never ever stop taking shape. I decide not to be worried by the appearances of good and evil, but to realize that when I am in the garden of good, God's unlimited supply never ever stops ceasing, never ever stops giving, never ever stops blessing us.
Possibilities that are open and receptive to me. I decide to make choices that are going to be impactful and be a way of life for me. I just pray and decide to be open and receptive to your will and to what's fruitful in my life. To the mastermind. I choose to realize my divine connection to the unlimited source of the universe. I choose to relax and to let go and not be fearful. I will not worry about what I used to do or who I used to be. I expand my mind to the unlimited universe of who I am. To accept the good that God has given me before I even ask. I decide to be resurrected with a powerful purpose and unlimited prosperity now. I decide to change my life here and now. I decide I will become more magnificent than I've ever been before, better than before, bolder than before. I decide to stop going through the motions and to move forward, to take that leap. I decide to take charge of my life in a completely new and different way. I decide that I have a kingdom of God in me that cannot fail. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
I decide to be the power of the image and likeness in which I was made. I decide that I will judge not by appearances, because nothing is impossible in the divine mind of unlimited good. I decide that the lame can walk, that the sick can rise, that the blind can see, that even the dead can resurrect. Instead of lingering in the weariness of war, I decide to be at peace. I decide that I will exalt spirit every day, every night, in never-ending praise. I decide that I will radiate the power and the presence of God without ceasing. I decide that nothing and no one will conquer my faith. I decide to accept the good that God is giving me before I even ask. I decide to be resurrected with purpose, power, and prosperity here and now. I decide to change my life in an instant. I decide that I will become more magnificent than I have ever been before. I decide to stop going through the motions and to take charge of my life in a completely different way. I decide that I have a kingdom of God in me that can do anything but fail. I decide to rise above the fray, knowing that spirit is in charge, that God is always giving me my greatest good. I decide to pass the test, to reach the top, to climb the mountain, to score the highest, to succeed beyond expectations, to know what I need to know, and I show it, to shine my light, to stay the course, to remain focused, to win the race. I decide to get up from my mat and walk, realizing that I am the entire presence and the wisdom and the power of God's image and likeness, perfect and loving without condition. I am the entire light of spirit shining through every aspect of my being, blessing every bone, blood vessel, organ, system, muscle, cell, molecule, and fiber of my flesh. I decide that I am the healing victory of God. I choose with confidence and with courage and conviction. I envision with excitement, energy, and excellence. I decide with determination and discipline and drive. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. I decide, I decide, I decide.
To follow Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided. Thank you.
two silver.